Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Chagiga Daf Tes, the last couple of lines here of the first parak of Chagiga, and then we get into the amazing second parak of Maseches Chagiga. So we are towards the bottom of Ches Mabez, where we have the discussion of a couple of statements that are questionable what exactly they belong, what they're doing here, maybe because they're all in the name of Reb Yochanan. One of them is Reb Yonasan. Maybe this should be a different girsa of Reb Yochanan, but either way, this is what's mentioned here. So we have number one, we have the Isser of Mevatlin Isol Chachila, which Reb Yochanan said, all Isserim in the Torah, one is not allowed, based on the Mishnah in Trumas also. The Chiddush Reb Yochanan is that even by other Isserim as well. The Mishnah is about the Trumas, so you might think the Truma is more Kau or more Chomer. The Pashup shot of the Gemara is that Truma is more Chomer. So you would float only there, there's a Knas, that if somebody is Mevatel, Bemezet is Usser. But by other Isserim, you wouldn't say that Chomra, Kamash Falan, other Isserim too. We mentioned there is another reading of it, maybe here, maybe only by Truma, because Truma is Drabanan, but by others you'll be Machmir, even by Shogeg. Okay. Is an interesting stira in the Shulchan Aruch that the Mefarshim point out on the Shulchan Aruch that the halachazim of Atlan is Chachila. But what happens if already was partially Nizbatel? Partially Nizbatel. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Saditas here that one can be Marbe Olavu Mavatlo since if it's Asa Durabanan. If it's an Issa Daraisa, you cannot. But if it's already mixed in, but just not enough by an Issa Durabanan, Marbe Olavu Mavatlo. And the question is that if you look in Hilchas Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch says no. If you have oil of Chanukah that got mixed in with other oil, you can't be marbe umavatlo. You have to make a medura and sorfa bifnei atzma. You have to burn it separately, and you can't. The Shach and the Taz and all the Mefarshim wonder how is it that why is it by other isurim derabanan isurim derabanan you can be marbe umavatlo and not by Chanukah. So the answer is given by the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch. Some say Muxhuxala Mitzvaso is more chamur than other Isuri Durabanan. Some say, I think the Chavaz Das says, that Chanukah, Neiris Chanukah, is not only Asur to eat, like most other Isurim that's discussed in Yoredeya. It's also Asur to get Hana'a from. So even if you're Mevatel it, you're getting Hana'a by the larger quantity. And therefore, it's still going to be Asur. Rav Salvecha quoted maybe another idea, and that is, maybe Chanukah, put this on the list. Chanukah is Dumya de Neiris Shebe Mikdash. It's patterned after the Neiris of the Mikdash, and that's a Daraisa. That's a Daraisa. There are many halachas of the parallel to the Neiris Mikdash, the lighting in Shul, and where you light, and maybe the Bracha. There's a Ravid in Hilchas Brachas that talks about the Nusach HaBracha paralleled after that, and the Ramban at the beginning of Baal Oscha. So, says Rav Salvechik, maybe that's the difference, that the Neiris of Chanukah, that Durabanan, is different because it's Dumya de Mishkan, which is a De'oraisa. Okay, it's a little bit about Mevatlin Nisla Chadchila. Then we have the last halacha, towards the bottom, says the Gemara of Acha B'Shem Rav Yonasan, K'Shem Shemitz Lomar, as we said, Al Dovar Shu Nase, Kach B'Shem Lomar, Da'al Dovar Shino Nase. Like the Gemara says in Yevamos, K'Shem Shem Mitzvah, La lomar davar shenishma mitzvah shelo lomar davar sheino nishma. There's a mitzvah of tochacha. Mitzvah of tochacha is a very tricky mitzvah, right? The Gemara in Erechin says, who knows if there's anybody nowadays that knows how to give tochacha? But that's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah even to accept tochacha. We've mentioned that smack in the past. Lamul arlas halev is a mitzvah to accept tochacha. The smack quotes. But again, all other Rishonim quote at least giving tochacha. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Lama Tess in 239, Lohochiach Echan Mi Yisrael She'eno Misnai Kishura. There's a mitzvah to be mochiach, a fellow Jew that's not acting properly. Bein b'dvarim she'bein adam l'chavero o bein adam l'makom. Whether it's bein adam l'chavero o bein adam l'makom, she'nemer ochiach tochiach samizach v'lo sisa l'vchei. V'amr b'sifra, minayin em hochach to arba v'chamisha pa'amim, v'lo chazar, she'dachayav lachzor lochiach, yabdu it again, hochiach tochiach. Hochiach tochiach, but again, only if, as he continues, based on the Sifra, if he's not embarrassed. Yochom ochicha upanav mishtanos, tamalomar velosisa alav chet, the hemshech of the pasuk in Kedoshim. Vizem alame, shebetchilas atochacha sheroi la'adam lochiach beseiser, ubalashen racha, v'divrei nachas, kedesh lo yizbayish, v'ein safek, right? If he's not chozer, you try to do what you can. But if it's not going to work, our Gemara says, and the Bavli says, if it's not going to be successful, you know he's not going to listen, so then There is no mitzvah, and if you do it, it's not just not a mitzvah, but it's an aveira. Mishar she mitzvah zu, the shorsh of this mitzvah has at root is the idea of arvus, that we're all connected to each other. Lefi sheyesh bazeh shalom v'tova bein anashim. Just the opposite of what you would think. You would think that tochacha creates strife between people, but ultimately, deep down, it hopefully will create goodness if it's done properly. If you do it privately and he sees that you're out for his good, only out for his good. And if you're not, then it's just going to fester inside. It's going to be a problem. And he continues, so he quotes, interesting, on this mitzvah of tochacha, which again, you might think tochacha is the opposite of hava shalom. But it says the Sefer HaChinuch, deep down, if it's done properly, it's the ultimate in hava shalom. It's hava shalom bein adam la adam, instead of just letting it fester inside, and bein adam la makom. The Chinuch continues and then talks about some of the mitzvah, and then he quotes our Gemara, of course, it's the Bavli, and Yivam HaSamachei. Keshem Shemitzvah Lomar, Davar, Anishvah, Kabbazah, Lishtok. You have to sit and think and focus, and it's very hard to figure out, says the Chinuch. Is there going to be some type of toelas when I talk to the sinner? Hashem will help. Get the davar of the Shmaya, but you have to know. V'al yerach levavo v'lo yirach. Ki Hashem shomer es kol ohavav v'eis kol harishaim yashmid. V'im yashav achoti yel b'lo bazeh sachar gadol. If he does do tshuva, you're going to get great schar. U'mishab yad al hashiv v'lim chosbon. If you could have said something and you didn't, v'lo micha hu nitvas al chetu, then you're going to be partly responsible for that. So it's not a question of just being machmir, because it's a chumra da'asu li de'kula, whichever one it is, one has to just do it and be very careful in terms of how he perceives the situation and it's a weighty issue. So that's a little bit about tolchacha, again, the mitzvah of Reish Lamites, right before the mitzvah of Reish Mem, the isser of embarrassing somebody. Sholal vayish echad mi Yisrael. Not to embarrass. So that's the second halacha. Next, Amar Rabbi Elazar, k'shem she'asur l'tahir es hatameh, kach asur l'tameh es hatohar. Just like there is an isser, one is asur to say something is tahar if it's really tameh. So the same thing opposite. You can't say something is tameh if it's really tahar. You can't mix and match. Oh, I'm just going to be machmir. No. You can't just be machmir if it's not appropriate. Number one, being machmir could lead to halachic issues, meaning if I'm just going to say something is tummy when it's really tar, I might end up burning truma. When I'm not allowed to burn truma, that's an isser. So you can't just do that. And also, it's a misrepresentation of Torah. It's a ziyaf haTorah. You can't just be machmir or mekel, right? You have to know what's the emes. Right? If you look in the viduy of Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, that's quoted in the Machzorim, right after Tefillah Zaka, we have a couple of viduys. One of them is called Vidu Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. So there, it says that we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've mixed up halacha. And we've said, Eis asher timesa tiharti. Eis asher tiharta timesi. Eis asher asarta hitarti. Eis asher hitarta asarti. Eis asher hechmarta hekalti. Eis asher hekalta hechmarti. Right? All these categories, Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon has, because it's not just about mistaken kulas, but mistaken chumras, and not just chumras and kulas, which we've discussed that in the past. There's a separate line about appropriate chumras and kulas, but isurim and heterim and tum and tara. So we have to be careful about that, says Rabbi Elazar, in this regard. Rabbi Abba, bar Rabbi Yaakov, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, nimbas halacha tachas yadecha, venet yodeim litlos im lisrof. If you have a question in halacha, and you're not sure about, there's a truma, you're not sure if it's safek, or vadai, safek tameh, or vadai tameh. So safek tameh, you're stuck. You can't, right? You can't eat it because it might be tameh, and you can't burn it because it might be tar. So you're stuck. So it's better, la'olam avirat zachar asreifa, yosem in atliya. It's better to have vadai tameh truma, which you could burn, rather than safek truma, which you just have to keep and held in abeyance. She'ein lecha chavid batorah, how do you know that sreifa is something that is appropriate and Hashem appreciates. By the way, what does it mean? Have a rasach or sreifa? The Sefer Shalom Yerushalayim in the back says If you have a safek, leave it in a makam magula, so it'll become vaday tame. Because safek tame you can't do anything with. And you see, sreifa is something positive. There aren't more special, beloved karbanos than the parim hanisrafim, the sirim hanisrafim. These are the karbanos that the hazaya is done inside the heichal. Inside the heichal, towards the parochas, there's the par of the Kohen Gadol, the par of the Rishon Tzibur, the offerings of Yom Kippur, the par of Yom Kippur. So vehem b'sreifa. And what do you do with them? These are karbanos chatas. And yet, usually by a chatas, the Kohen eats the meat. But here, by these karbanos chatas, the whole thing's burned. The fats are burned on the mizbeach, and everything is burned outside. Right, michus l'machane. So you see that these are very beloved karbanos, famous raven, they're burned. So you see burning is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Reb Yossi boy, v'lemeidin davar she'im mitzvah solakan, midavar she'im mitzvah solakan. Right? It's a mitzvah sreifa. There, you're supposed to burn it. That's the mitzvah, the goal of what you're supposed to do. Here, it's only because the truma became mesupik, whether it's tami or tar. So it's not exactly parallel to say that, oh, those are beloved, because you burn it, and these should also not exactly the same, says the Gemara. So don't bring that as a model. Don't bring that as a model. It could be that if it's suffic, it's suffic. Don't put it in a makam magula, right? Leave it in covered, and it stays a suffic. It stays a suffic. That's nothing more. And now we get into Ein Darshin. Perek Ein Darshin. A lot of philosophy here. Here we go. Ein Darshin. We were just talking about Arayas in the end of the previous perek, where we spoke about Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon. An example of that is having a mamzer, right? We spoke about how do we get into this? Because we spoke about chagiga. If somebody doesn't bring the chagiga all the days of Yontif, he had a whole week to bring it. It's Mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon. That's what the Mishnah said on da vavim and aleph. And then we extended that on vavim and beis. Rishon Menasya said, Bala erva v'holid mamzer. So once we're talking about arayas like that, so we talk about the following. Ein darshin ba'arayas b'shlosha. One shouldn't give shir about arayas in front of, in a group of three. In a group of three. Ein darshin ba'arayas b'shlosha. The Karban Eden says, l'shlosha b'nei adam. To three people. Ke'echad, as one. The Bavli says this is talking about sisrei arayos. What's sisrei arayos? Right, to teach them just the laws that it says in the what's usher, what's mutter, pasha, that's allowed. Not only it's allowed, that's a good thing. Right, the Tosas Rid, one that says that in Chagig on this daf and daf yiralav, he says tavol abracha if you teach them all the laws of arayas. So what's the sisrei arayas? So Rashi quotes the laws that are learned at midrasha. And the Karban Eden quotes that kagon hanach arayas deloksiva bekra behedya faasi midrasha. Those arayas that are learned out midrasha. So again, the Tosfos Rid says, what do you mean? If you learn it, it's a din d'araisa, for sure you should teach it. Right? If it's not mefurish, for sure you should teach it. What does that mean? So you give it a different shot. It means that sisrei arayas, certain types of coolness that might come out and loopholes, right, within the world of arayas, that's what shouldn't be taught. Okay, different shot them of sisrei arayas in the Gemara. We continue. The Mishnah continues. Well, Maisa Bracious Bishnayim, and also Maisa Bracious about how Hashem created the world, even with two, even less. Can't teach them with two because it is confusing, and it can lead people to go astray. V'lo b'merkava b'yachin, and Maisa Merkava, right, which is literally what Yeshayo and Yechezkel, so in Perek Vav, I think it is, and Yechezkel in Perek Aleph, V'lo merkava b'yachad, that you can't darshan, you're not allowed to teach that to somebody explicitly at all, even at all. Ela imkein ha'yachacham mevin midaito, unless he kind of like knows himself, and you're just teaching him, hinting, rashi prakim, you're giving him, achacham mevin midaito. And that's you can't teach that explicitly. It's so deep. What is Maaseh Merkava, the language of the Karban Eda, v'hu hishtalshelush ha'olamos. Right? How the worlds connect to each other. That you can't even darshan. So, Arayas, you can't do with three. Maisa Bereshis, you can't do with two. Maisa Merkava, you can't even do with one. Because it's too dangerous, as we will see. The Rambam says, know, you have to have a certain level of mind to be open to it, as we'll see. If anybody looks at the following four things and tries to focus on it, the following four things, ratui lo, that might mean ratui lo, it's better for him, ratui lo, shkilo bala olam, it's better for him not to have been born, right? Ratui, it's like a rachmanis, says the Karbon Edus. Rachmanis, right? These are not what to be focused on. Always be focused on questions that you can get an answer to. Questions that you cannot get an answer to, that's beyond human comprehension. Don't try, because either it'll make you crazy, or you won't get an answer and you'll deny it. So stay away these four things. Malamala malamaton, what's above, up in the heavens? Malamaton, what's below? The Karbon Edus says, Malamala me rashe hachayos, what's higher than the chayos? Malamata mitachas la'aretz, what's under the ground? Malafni malachar, what was before the world was created? What was after the world was created? Or some say, what's to the east? What's to the west? The Karbon Edus quotes the two days. Malafnim kodim shnivra olam, malachar besofa olam achras hayamim. The issue of mirashe hachayos is referring to the Rambam says in beginning of Yisodei HaTorah, the different levels of angels. Rambam has different levels of angels. I think he has the 10 levels of angels that he has in the second parak of Yisodei HaTorah. Second parak of Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam in the parak Beis talks about the spiritual world, like the angels, and the third parak he talks about the physical world, the sun and the moon and the stars and all the galgalim. So parak Sheni is the metaphysical and the parak Shlishi is the physical. So Rambam says here in parak Beis Halacha Zayin, Shini Shemas HaMalachim Al Shem HaAlasam Hu Lefichach Nikroam Chayos HaKodesh Him Lamalam En Akol Chayos. Chayos are on top. V'him l'malam nakol. They're the highest level angel. V'ofanim ve'er'elim v'chashmalim v'sorfim u'malachim ve'elohim u'bnei Elohim kruvim v'ishim. Kol elu asara hashemos shenikru b'hem ha'malachim al shem eser hama'alo shalahem heim. It's 10 levels. Not levels like we know. There's not in the physical realm. U'malo shen l'malam yimenu elamalas ha'kel barachu barach shmo u'malas ha'tsuros shenikros chayos. Chayos, and that's what the Karbon Edus here says. Try to figure out what's above the chayos. Maybe what even are the chayos. But also, lefichach nomar benevua shein tachas hakise. Umala ha'asiris hu lamala ha'asura shenikri is ishim. Ishim are the angels that are closest, so to speak, to man. Heim ha'malachim shemedabrim im neviyim v'nirim lehem b'mara ha'nevua. Lefichach nikru ishim. That's why they're called ishim. Shema'alasam krova mima'alas da'as ha'adam. Right, it's a level, and then the Rambam says they each have awareness, and they have self-awareness, and they realize each other. So that's the malamala malamata. Try to spend too much time focusing on these things, says the Mishnah, not a good idea. Koshal Ochas, I'll quote Kono. If anybody doesn't have any rachmanis on the kavod of his creator, Rati lo kilo nivra ha'olam. It's again better that lashon as if he was not born. What does it mean ratuilo? What does it mean that what does it mean chasal? You're not chasal quote kono. If somebody denies the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's kind of like the line of geneva and gazela. While geneva is worse because you're by gazela, you don't have covet for people, you don't have covet for Hashem. By geneva, you have more covet for people than you do for Hashem. So chasal quote kono. That's what it sounds like. The pashup shot, the pnei Moshe. Sheover avera baseiser vaomer mi ro'ani umo yodieni. Who knows? Right, you don't. The Rambam and others have a different pshat. Kvod kono means your mind, right? The seichel. That's the tselem elokim that we have, the seichel that we have. So if we're not chas on our seichel by limiting what we focus on, because if we try to enter into the pardes, like we know some of the Tanoim did, if we enter into areas that are beyond our comprehension, so we're not having rachmanis, right, on our kvod kono, which is the mind. So again, roi telosh kedish lo nivra olam. Okay, different pshatim that are given. Ein darshin ba'arayis b'shlosha v'chulu. So the Mishnah said, you can't darshin ba'arayis. You have all these limitations. Arayis not with three. Ma'aseh b'reishis not with two. Merkava not with one. Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yehuda d'Rabbi Akivahi. Rabbi Yehuda says that this whole Mishnah, all the limitations are Rabbi Akiva. Are limited to Rabbi Akiva. Because he's the one that darshins the psukim to limit. Right? Ish, lo sikrivu legalos erva. So we darsh it from there. Ish is one, ish is two, and then she'er bisaro is three. And then he says, lo sikrivu, don't come close, legalos erva, to talk about erva. Rabbi Akiva darshes it that way. That's where he says, don't darshen it with three. Baram ka Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yishmael would say, it's okay, because he uses that pasuk to teach me something else. Rabbi Yishmael, dani asharis. Because Rabbi Yishmael uses the pasuk to teach me other asharos and isurim in arayas. So that pasuk is not open to use for numbers of audience, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel would say there's no limit. La'ovda, what about lamaisa? La'ovda, I'm reading it in one way that the Amafarshim read it differently. La'ovda, lamaisa, who do we pasuk like? Min Rabbi Ami Yosef Masti, from the fact that Rabbi Ami, when he was sitting, he learned the following, which is like the way Rabbi Shmuel darshened. Ashara l'shochev, ashara l'nishkaf, he uses ish to teach me. There's an ashara for the active party in Arayos and for the passive party, the male and the female. Right, they're both going to get the isur of Arayos. So if that's how you use the pasuk, so hadamar alag Rabbi Shmuel, it must be like alag Rabbi Shmuel, because he uses the pasuk to teach me shochev and nishkaf. Rabbi Akiva would use it for the limitations, the numbers, but Rabbi Ami dashes alag Rabbi Shmuel. So that is Maisa, that's Arayos. Velo Maisa Bereishis B'Shnayim. So what about Maisa Bereishis? You can't have two. So again, the Gemara says, it must be parallel. Rabbi Ba, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva. This is only according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one. If just like he has a limitation of Arayos, he also has a limitation of Maisa Bereishis. Right, Karbana Eda, the Yol of Maisa Bereishis, Mikal V'Chomer D'Arayos. He has a limitation from Mikal V'Chomer. V'Adif Mine. And it's even more dangerous, so to speak. To my separations of Yilush Shnayim Ein Darshim. My separations even two. So there's a limit on Arayas. Surely there's a limit on more, on deeper ideas. Baram Rabbi Shmuel Darshan. But again, Rabbi Shmuel would say, you can Darshan my separations of Shayim. Lo'ovda. What about Lamaisa? Min Madar of Yehuda Barpazi Yasid Darish. For the fact that Yehuda Barpazi did Darshan about my separations, Bitchila Hayaola Mayim. Bimayim. Originally the world was water with water. Hadamar look Rabbi Shmuel. Right, that so you see that looks like Rabbi Shmuel. That one's a lot of darshan. He gave a shir about Maisa Bereishis, and therefore you see it is mutter like Rabbi Shmuel halacha lamaisa. What does that mean? So we'll start. Now we quote the whole drasha. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi bitchila haya ha'olam mayim b'mayim. Originally the world was water and water. What does that mean? Water and water. Chaim Kanievsky here has two days. Either it means just means ton of water. Mayim, pirish, shayakulo mayim. The whole thing was water. Mayim just means a lot of water. Inami, or, we know the second day Hashem split the waters. So on the first day, it means they were all together. The upper waters and the lower waters. Inami, mayim elyonim, algabi mayim, tachtonim. Number two. Vishaminon, but what do you see from here? Says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, shayadorei from my sabrashis. Right, dai my sabrashis, alma hilchazak Rabbi Shmuel. So you see that Allah is like Rabbi Shmuel. What is the source? What does it mean? Mayim b'mayim? Because the pasuk says, "V'ruach Elokim merachef es al panei hamayim." Right, the ruach Elokim was hovering over the water. So you see, originally there was water. Hashem created water. Bereishis bar Elokim es hashamayim v'sa'aretz. V'aretz es hasova. Right, v'choshech. What do you have? Ruach Elokim merachef es al panei hamayim when there was tov avo. So you see, there was plenty of water. I think we mentioned recently that Rav Soloveitchik had said, when the pasuk says Bereishis bar Elokim es hashamayim v'sa'aretz, it doesn't mean what we call shamayim v'aretz. Like aretz is earth and shamayim is the sky, right? That's not what it means. The Ramban says shamayim means the everything that we see in this physical world. That's aretz. Even the solar systems. That's aretz. Shamayim is above that. Shamayim is above that, and that's why there were those that had a philosophical problem when when men went to the moon, right? What do you mean? That's the, Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem, Va'aras Nasan Lemnei Adam. We're supposed to be on here. Shamayim, Shamayim, Lashem. So how could man walk on moon? Right? It's against the Pasuk in Tehillim. The answer is no. Even the moon is part of Aretz. Hashamayim, Shamayim, Lashem. Shamayim is Lashem. That's above any world that we are cognizant of and that we recognize. Viha aretz, everything in this aretz is nasan livnei adam. Nasan livnei adam. Okay. Meaning, according to that Ramban, the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis bar Elokim es hashamayim v'sa'aretz, and then everything in the next two prakim is part of aretz. He created shamayim v'aretz, and shamayim, that's Hashem's worlds. That's not anything that we can understand, even on any superficial level. Viha aretz, ha'isa sov avov ruach elokim rechef es l'panayim, that continues. Chazar Vaso Shelek, so Hashem had there's a tremendous depth and symbolism to this. Look at the Marsha, look at the Ben Yehoyada, there in the beginning of the second paragraph of Chagiga. They talk us about some of the symbolism. Is Mayim Torah? Is it other things? But we'll just read the Gemara. Chazar Vaso Shelek, Hashem then took the water and made it into snow. Mashlich Karcho Kefitim. Hashem threw the ice, like petitim, like crumbs. Chazar vaso aretz, and then he made, took that snow and made it into land. Vaha aretz omedes alamayim lerokaha aretz alamayim. Red Hashem made it into land. Okay, what does that mean? It means that there was a development and there was a process, and Hashem solidified the ground. Vahamayim omdim al harim, and the mayim was on the mountains. Al harim ya'amdu mayim. V'yaharim omdim al haruach, and the mountains were dependent and stood on the wind. Kihine yotzer harim uvorei ruach. V'haruach teluya b'sa'ara, and the ruach, the wind, was tali on the sa'ara, on the storm of Hashem. Ruach sa'ara osa devaro. The sa'ara HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibin kamiya v'talia bezroo, and the sa'ara HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, the whole thing is kaviyachol, has it as an amulet on his arm. Obviously Hashem doesn't have an arm, one of the animamins, we don't believe in a goof, but there's something about the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through wind, right? We say mashiv haruach. Asheruach, the wind. Shneamar mitachas zroos olam. Period. Kihine yotzer harem v'gomer. The pasuk says Hashem creates the mountains, and the pasuk continues uvorei ruach umagid laadam masicho, and he tells a man what is his conversation, whatever his words. Says the Gemara ze echa mishishim mikroya she Rebbe koreos onuboche. This pasuk here in Amos is one of the six pesukim that Rebbe used to read and cry. What were the psukim that Rebbe used to read and cry? So we have a list of them. Bakshu es Hashem kol anvei haaretz. Seek out Hashem, all of those who are humble in the land. What does the continuation of the pasuk say? Asher mishpato pa'alo bakshu tzedek. Bakshu anava, humility and righteousness. Ulai tisasru bayom af Hashem. Maybe they'll be hidden on the day that Hashem gets angry. Pasuk in Sfanya. So why do you cry? Ulai. If a person is humble, a person is righteous, and it's still only an ulai he'll be protected, that made Rebbe cry. The Gomer. Next pasuk, similarly. Sin ura ve'ehevu tov, right? Hate evil and love good. Vahatsigu b'sha'ar mishpat, and do justice. Ulai. Again, maybe. Yechanan Hashem elokei tzvos she'eris Yosef. Again, ulai. Why? Well, it's so scary. Next, number three. Yitain be'ofar pihu. He puts dirt in his mouth. Ulai yesh tikva. Right? The pasuk in Iyuf, the Gomer. Number four. Es kol ma'asei hash elokim yavo b'mishpat al kol ne'elam im tov imra. Pasuk in Koheles. Everything. Kol ma'asei elokim yavo b'mishpat. Every item that Hashem made, that Hashem created, every human, every animal, kol ma'asei, they will come to Mekadosh Baruch Hu. I'll call Ne'elam on anything that's hidden, even if we don't even realize what we did on the shogegs. We never realize sometimes that we did, right? We're going to have to stand the judgment for that. But Yomer Shmuel Oshol, and also this pasuk, Shmuel says to Shaul, right? Remember when Shaul HaMelech was very nervous at the end of his life, and he wasn't sure whether he was going to win the battle, so he goes to bring Shmuel up from the dead. And he finds a witch, even though he had killed out all the witches. He finds a witch, and he says, don't worry, I'm not going to do anything to you. The witch of Ein Dov, and he goes, and he brings Shmuel up from the dead, and he brings him up upside down, as we know, or not upside down, it's right side up, so that's why he knew that he was a king. So, but Shmuel says to Shaul, Lama Yergaztani, why did you hear Gaztani make me angry? Laha'alos osi. Vayomer Shaul, Tzali Mod. Shaul says, I'm in trouble. The plishtim luchamim me. The plishtim are finding me. V'lokim ser me'alai. Hashem is not answering me. What do I do? V'lo anani od. Gam b'yad neviim. Gam b'chalamos. I called. I couldn't. I tried every other way to get an answer, and I couldn't. That's why this is my last resort. This is my last resort. Lomer Gerstani. The Gomer. The pasuk. The Gemara quotes a couple of pshatim of this pasuk. Amar lo. Lo haylecha lahargiz es barecha elabi. Right? You shouldn't have been margiz your creator, right? Just me, right? Meaning I could be mochel, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, asitini, or the next phrase, asi avodah zarah shalcha. I'm like your avodah zarah. You're trying to get information from me about the future. Enato yodea shekashem shenifram in a ovid kach nefram in a nevad. Hashem's going to punish you for bringing up from the dead, but I'm also going to be punished. That's your gastani, nefram in a nevad. Right, and also v'lo od el shayiti saver shu yom adin v'nisyaresi. I thought it was yom adin. I was getting called up. I was scared out of my wits. Says Shmuel Anavi. So the Gemara says now. That's why Rebbe cried. How it's varim kal v'chomer ma'im Shmuel rabon shel neviim. Shmuel was a master Navi. Shekasabo, it says, Vayeta Kali Yisrael Rabbeir Sheva. In Shmuel's day, there was such da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the whole Bnei Yisrael knew. They knew he was a Navi, a true Navi. The Pasuk says, Vayeta ki ne'eman Shmuel l'Navi Hashem. They knew he was the Navi. So, and if he was scared, Nisyare Miyomadin, on Alachas Kama Vakama, surely we have to be scared. And that's why Rebbe used to cry when he read that pasuk. Vahadein, and this pasuk, getting back to the pasuk we mentioned before, Kine Yotzer Harim Uvore Ruach, Hashem creates the mountains, Uvore Ruach, and creates the wind, and the continuation of the pasuk, Umagid La'adam Masicho, Afilu Dvarim She'in Ba'am Chet, Nechtam La'adam Pikaso. Sicho, every little thing, every little conversation that we have is written down and recorded. Right? It says in Pirkei Avos, right? Everything. Hayom katzav amalacha meruba, and everything is recorded. Chol ma'aseh b'sefer nechtavin. Umi magid la'adam hevel hayotze mipiv. And who's going to testify? The breath that we created through our words, that's going to testify. Where do you see this? Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Yambeitz, yotzer harim uvorei ruach. So you see from there, the roshim that we made will testify for us. These in Sibari said tohu. What is tohu? Choshech va'afela, darkness. Rabbi the Barpazi, b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, Juyana shola Akilas hager. Who's Akilas? Is it Uncleus? Not someone else. Kushtin atun amrin. Is it true what you say? Dehin al makay mal rucha, that the world stands on ruach, like what the pasuk said. Yotzer har mavori ruach. Armalei in. He says yes. Armalei min hein at modali. Prove it to me. Show it to me. Armalei says okay. I see lihogne. Bring me some young camels. I see lihogne. Bring me some young camels. Atununin to unani. Loaded them up with heavy loads. Akimun va'arbon. He lifted them up. He put them down. Nastun v'chankun. And then what did he do? He killed them. He killed these camels. Armalei halacha akimun. And he says to Adrianus, okay, stand them up. Amalei mintachang naktun. You killed them. How can I stand them up? Amalei klum chasartanun. But what are they missing? All they're missing is breath. Lo ruchi denafkes minhon. So you see that breath is the basis of their life. So just like the basis of the camel's life, breath is the basis of the life and the existence of the world. Okay, we'll stop here. Obviously, there's a lot of depth here. We'll just try to get through Pashup Shot.